paper delivered by seagulls.
Yeah, you know, birds. They come from land. Wait, is one of these supposed to be Andy?
I assume the devil.
Oh, but you're red. Oh, it's in black and white. But you should still be red. Like
what,
a little
Sin
girl's
City?
No, like a little girl's jacket in Schindler's List. It's basically the same thing. There's a lot of death. All right. In a final act of arson activity, the garbage gang set the docks alight as they sailed away from Docksfall, seeking treasures and hints to their past. But before they could leave entirely, they faced Baz and men in canoes. Rather anticlimactically, Baz was brought down with a bullet to the head, his only weakness, proving that crime doesn't pay and bullets can penetrate the skull. The crew did surprisingly well for being a bunch of inexperienced layabouts.
Which one are you more upset about?
They managed to... The inexperienced layout of all the layabouts. I mean, I don't know about it.
You played solitaire.
Listen,
if
we were just
was
killing time.
About it was you.
Have you ever been on a boat? It's boring as shit. They managed to create drinkable water, useful, since they didn't pack any. They created a fishing pole, useful, since they also didn't pack any food. They checked the ship for repairs and navigated through open waters. They entertained themselves with solitaire and bird watching. Necessary actions.
One person entertained themselves with solitaire and bird watching.
Their first stop was Last Hooray, the Devil's Paradise. How were we supposed to know that? It was a Devil's Paradise. While gathering supplies, and by supplies, I mean eating as many blooming onions they could handle, they realized the demons were cannibals. And quickly made their retreat back to the barge. I am realizing that for the first time. Good thing we get the paper out here on the open sea. So now what? With water, but no food, their options are limited. The sea is a dangerous place.
Wait a second.
So we got water. Well, I just realized that the demons were cannibals.
They're not necessarily cannibals. I mean, if they're just going to eat you. I mean, you're human, so... It's not really cannibal.
I mean, unless they ate squish.
That's true.
That'd be pretty cool.
And that's only half cannibal, really.
Right? I mean, can you be half a cannibal?
I'm not going back to find out.
Okay, so I feel like we ordered two blooming onions to go, so we did have some food.
You're right. You have two blooming onions in your pocket.
No, we do not.
Why?
Because remember, you got on the boat, went to give it to Tawny, and they turned to ash.
Or the cinder created.
So all we got is the water.
We kept the water.
Wow. Which we could make for free.
I had to make it.
Yeah, I know, but we made it.
How did we make it again? Reverse osmosis?
Yeah, that's it.
Close enough, I guess.
Pretty sure you just burned off this. Didn't you just make it like a purifier and you just kind of purified it?
Kind of. Yeah. I think I set up a thing to boil and then caught it. The condensation.
Yeah.
Pasteurization.
I'm pretty sure that's
how
they do
it. Not pasteurization.
It's basically
there's no milk.
Pasteurization. No, you don't need milk.
That happened in Moby Dick for sure. That's exactly how they get their water. It's really easy.
There's two different shticks going off of each other.
Two different shticks?
Yeah. Boo's got a shtick and Tiger's got a shtick going on right now.
No, I think Boo's just telling us what happened in Moby Dick.
It was on.
Pasteurized whale milk?
It was on right before we started playing. Like, Brandon and I were watching it while we ate dinner. And I've never seen it. And I learned a lot about whale hunting.
But we were listening to your messages, and one of them said, "All right, now give the captain a slap." And right as that happened, Captain Ahab showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give. What was it? Captain Daddy or Daddy Captain?
Yeah. Well, anyway, welcome back. You guys are on the open sea. You're slowly pulling away from Last Hurrah. And I think the reality of the situation is set in on you because you have water but no food and four men and a monkey on board.
Oh, well, we could eat Tawny.
Who could eat Tawny? Might be a little tough.
Right.
Because he's built like a brick shit house.
Right. But we don't need to eat as much as we need to drink.
And we'll be able to drink.
Amen, brother. Cheers.
How much booze does Captain have left?
Oh, it's an inordinate amount. I mean, you got to remember.
Knew his leg was hollow.
You got to remember, this shack was our home for a long time. I've come up, there's plenty of places to hide things, mostly under garbage.
I wanted to find some last time.
Just look in the garbage piles. I'm sure I laid one out somewhere.
I mean, that's like saying, look in the house. That's not helpful. It's all garbage.
Yes.
As you guys drift on the open shore, the waves, when you were in Last Hurrah, things were relatively peaceful. The water was calm. The sun was shining. But as you guys kind of go further and further out to open sea, it's starting to get a little bit darker. Waves are getting a little bit rougher. Things are getting a little bit choppier. So for your next destination, wherever that is, have you guys decided where you're going?
Where's the map again? It's in the chat.
It's in the chat. Let me, I can send you another one though. Here, let me do that real quick.
Oh, here it is.
So I think we should avoid the avoid at all costs.
I think that is a misnomer. I think we should go there. I think we might find something very cost like effective.
All right. Here's the thing. You had, a hand in drawing this map. Now, you said you had a cartographer, which I'm not sure whether to believe, but he was under your employ, I take it.
Yes. Maybe.
Was he your slave?
No, he was. No. Yeah, he was my cartographer, but I never actually got to see the map, so I'm not really clear. I got, where I parked this thing. That's why it's on the map.
So we don't know why or who wrote avoid at all costs. Maybe it's like an old Viking trick, like Greenland and Iceland.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's got to be something there.
I'm sure there's our death there.
I mean, I don't know. Don't you want to live?
Yes, that's why I am avoided at all costs.
At all costs. Let's send Tawny. He's a strong swimmer.
I think.
You can send him out on a paddle?
If we go there.
I think he said he could not swim.
Well, I would just crack off a piece of the barge and send him to,
you give him the trash can lid? That's the only way we got off this boat.
Tawny hears you guys talking, and he just kind of like slowly starts like going back into the shack, like just kind of walking back.
Like Homer Simpson in the bush?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're not doing that. I don't know, man.
Okay.
I wanted to do a flashback, except I'm not sure if it would be a flashback. It could just be one of our like downtimes on the boat in coming up. So, please.
Yeah, if you want to do a flashback. I mean, you guys have had a few days at sea, so if you've done something and you want to bring it up, you definitely can.
Okay. I would like to role play. There was a night where, I couldn't quite sleep. And, I got up and Captain is just steering the boat. He's brooding in the night and steering the boat. And it's, four in the morning. And he is just having a whale of a time just steering the boat. And we're just going straight. We're not even going anywhere. And, We start talking.
Yar?
Yeah. Don't you sleep?
Oh, I sleep. I take it in 2-hour increments.
Like Leonardo da Vinci?
Who?
Well, yeah. You're just
he's a learned man.
Yeah. I don't really know who he is either.
This is hobo I met once, Leonardo da Vinci.
Da Vinci. Yes, he was Italian. So, well, since I got you here, I've been meaning to talk to you about something.
Oh, God, no. I wear boxers, not briefs.
Well, that's not true. I've seen you get dressed and undressed, and you're not wearing anything under that red frock.
You don't know that for sure.
I don't. I think there's nothing separating me from you but a little bit of pantaloons.
Is this what you wanted to talk about, really?
No. No, but you brought it up. No, I was going to talk to you about this whole cabin boy business. You know, maybe don't call me that anymore. It makes me sound like your sex slave, which, you know, I don't want to do that.
I never thought of it like that. How about cabin man?
Well, I... Well, I won't, no, it's not so much the boy. I could take boy. It's just when you say cabin, it makes it sound like I live in your cabin, which is, you know, where the sex happens, I presume.
How about since you're my number one man, I'll call you number one.
I'm your number one man?
It's a term of endearment that you see in such shows like Star Trek.
Don't you already have a Star Trek reference on you?
Oh, I'm sure. Where?
In your bottles?
If that's how you feel, my lad, of course. You'll always be...
What even is a cabin boy?
Cabin boy is a term of endearment. It's somebody who always helps around and makes sure the ship's all ship shape. It's typically for, you know, people who are sort of new to the business, but they're learning fast. I did not know it meant sex slave. I have been away at sea for a long time, and I also have lost my memory. And, well, you know, teenagers these days, I can't keep up. Well, from now on, I shall call you Chuckles.
Well, that's my name. Yeah, I'm not sure I want to be on a boat, but I'm not sure I want to go back either.
Well, I don't know where we're going, but I say we find out.
That's wise.
Well, let's go together. I mean, I got nothing. I was viciously... Well, never mind. You and Squish, that rapscallion, you guys are, well, I look at you very fondly. Not in a gay way.
No.
There's anything wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that, although the sea is a lonely place. And I really disappointed the only person that really loved me back at home. And I'm not sure that I can fix that. I mean, also part of it is your fault, but I feel alive and I don't want to go back to school.
Well, join me on my mission to get the ship and we'll find new adventures.
But we can get off the ship sometimes, right?
Oh, yes. Listen, here's the thing. The world is very big. Duskfall is a very small part of it. If we want to get anywhere in this world, we're going to need transportation.
I don't know
and
that
not
we...
not on car barge.
I don't know that we know that this is a big place.
What does that even mean? It's a world.
Is it?
I mean, yes.
We assume.
I've sailed the seas. I've been all around. It's a big place.
It looks like there's only four islands.
There's just one. Continents.
What?
Oh, they're continents. They're not islands.
Yeah, they're continents.
I froze.
No, you're still there.
Okay.
All right. Yeah,
that's a pretty big world. No, listen. I know I'm obsessive about this shit. It's just I'm trying to get back onto the back, get my groove back. And it seems like a pretty worthy goal to do. When we get the ship, we'll go wherever we need to go, wherever fate will take us.
Dear Captain, what's the ship like?
Oh, it's a fine ship. It's got red trimmings.
It has a red frock, is what you're saying.
It's a red ship, basically. it's got a very nice below deck area.
Is there a hot tub?
My God, no! But we've never had a tinkerer before. You think you could tinker us a hot tub?
Yeah, hell yeah, I could tinker us a hot tub.
Oh my God. I say we tinker a hot tub, my lad.
Although, we are going to have to enslave a ghost to power it.
I mean, or Hotman.
Although we let him loose, and I'm sure that's all worked out just fine.
Oh, well, once he probably will tire himself out, I'm sure. He had a pretty good time. I told him to cut loose. It's been a while for that poor demon.
Does he come back? How does that work?
Honestly, I don't really know.
we'll just have to try the fusion dance again and see what happens.
I know when I dance, he comes back. it's a delicate business. This ghost pirate stuff. It's all coming back to me. I think.
Do you think your boat will sail to Lockport?
Yes.
I've always wanted to go to Lockport.
Sorry, out of character. I just got stumped there because I forgot that there was a Lockport.
Oh. You thought it was going to be like Space Jam and we would enter into real life.
I just was like, wait, did this game just get real? Yes, let's go to Lockport. I've never been there before. I've been all over the Dagger Isles, I think. I've never been to Lockport. Let's check it out. In a hot tub. On a boat. And I told Squish he could open up a fine diner in there. Or a franchise.
As you're telling me this story, you look over to me, and I'm sitting in my chair, and I'm just going...
Sitting in your what? Oh, he just broke off.
I'm just sleeping like a happy baby.
So, Tiger, you broke off there? Was that just me? Or did it...
was just you.
Oh, yeah, he broke off from me. I'm just sitting there, and that's where he left off. And then all of a sudden, you're just making the snoring noises.
Oh, yeah, I was sleeping. You put me right back to sleep, which is really why we were talking.
Well, I take off my frock coat and lay it on you.
Oh, he's naked now.
No, he's hanging long.
It's 4 a.m., all right? I'm taking an air shower. It's what Ben Franklin would do.
Another made-up person.
Ben Franklin would take an air bath.
Yeah, him and Leonardo da Vinci, they would do air baths.
Benjamin Franklin and Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, Uncle Frank, they called him.
They're good friends out on the streets.
Well, right. Are you done?
That was that.
I can't wait to the Lockport. I hope it looks just like our Lockport.
I'm not.
I hope not.
Yeah. Oh, what a surprise! What a surprise! Sarn/Squish wants the opposite of what everyone else wants.
Well, that was a beautiful, touching moment. But where are you sailing to? What direction are we going? Are you guys going?
I'm going northwards.
Northward?
You mean?
Yeah.
Towards Teacheros?
I'm trying to...
Also, in that little flashback, Captain admitted he has no idea where he's going.
There's no record of that.
You caught... I mean, I'm following a map. I don't remember where I parked my car. Why it's do you think fairly, I'm so high?
You literally said, I don't know where I'm going.
That's why I'm following a map. All right? We don't have GPS in Duskfall.
But then we're not even in Duskfall anymore.
Or whatever this world. What is this world called, Bridget? Does it actually have a name?
Blades.
Blades.
The world of Blades.
So as you're traveling north, again, you know, the skies are starting to get quite a bit darker. The wind starts picking up. The boat is starting to rock a little bit more. Now, you guys don't have a lot of supplies to start with, and things are, right, you know, a little not uncomfortable yet, but you are a little worrisome. Especially as night falls one night and you guys feel a bump on the boat.
Hurry up, throw the fishing line in.
Anyone else feel that?
He was a big one.
What time is it? Am I asleep at the wheel?
You're terrified?
Yeah, bumps on the boat. I don't know much about boats. I'm but a lowly cabin man.
That could have been Tawny falling over for all we know.
Well, no, I'm still here.
Ah, oh, no. Another mouth.
Get back in your garbage.
That's like saying get back in the house. It's all garbage.
We back on this?
All right. So maybe someone should, what is it, survey the noise?
Yeah, survey.
Squish wants to put his head down the poop hole and take a look around.
I don't think you want to do that.
It's into the open ocean.
Let's just say we've all ate nothing but, you know, Bloomin' Onions in the last 24 hours. Maybe you don't want to stick your head in there.
I'm sure it's gone by now.
I don't know. I've been here all day.
Yeah, and for some reason, Juckles has your coat and you're naked. I don't know what the hell happened.
Yeah, we were shitting. All right, stick your head in there.
You weren't there.
Tonight's tonight.
All right. I would like to look at the hole before I shove my head into it. No. See if it's clear.
No, you can't. That's not what you said.
Yeah, if you want to survey the hole to see if it's clear. I mean, yeah.
Hope you fail this roll.
Partial success.
You look at the hole and you don't see anything like suspicious about it. It doesn't look dangerous, but the water around you and around the hole is a little choppier now. It's like not moving like with the regular ocean. It looks like something has moved past and underneath the boat.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to stick my head in and look.
All right.
I jump in the hole.
Okay.
Okay. No, not me. I was doing an impression of Andy.
Oh. Hey, that. You keep doing that, you're gonna get us in trouble.
It's all canon right now.
In a all right, place.
Let's survey this. Are you gonna survey the hole?
Yeah.
All right.
There's got to be a better way to say that, though.
Yeah.
I'll take a 15-year-old dark boy, is what you said last week.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think you could say anything worse than that.
Bridget's going to be so mad.
you stick your head underneath, down in the hole. Now, luckily, as a demon, your eyes are immediately burned by the salt water. but just in the distance, just past the boat, a very, very large, dark object has just disappeared into the depths.
Oh, I pick up my head and go, oh, boy. There's a... I think we're in trouble, boys.
Why?
There's a large shadowy object that is I think it's circling us.
No, I'm sure it's nothing.
Yeah. Wasn't it an attractive fish?
Was it what?
An attractive fish?
You know.
It might be a mermaid.
I mean, I'm not really into that, but it wasn't ugly fish. Or whatever it may or may not have been.
And as you say that, you guys feel another bump, a little bit more violent this time, and you're actually a little unsteady on your feet now.
Raise the sails.
Raise the sails. Hoist the masses.
Man,
Donnie, start rowing.
Everyone get your oars out.
Battle stations.
Code red.
At the word code red, Tawny and Dee Dee both come out. They take an oar on either side, and they do start paddling. What do the rest of you do?
I've got at the wheel, and I'm like, just like, I can't see very far because there's a bunch of garbage in my way, but I'm like trying to look over it, like, you know, holding onto the wheel that we've got.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I'm tossing garbage overboard. Just trying That's to clear the way. That's fine. We might not have a Tawny much longer.
I'm making sure the water's tied up and maybe taking a sip of the holy water.
Oh yeah, I forgot that's your alcohol.
But it's life-saving as well.
Life-saving water.
As you run around to try to make these final preparations, you hear kind of a low groaning sound. And it seems to be coming from all around you and specifically right in front of you. But it's just this kind of low, inhumane groan that just sends shivers up your spine as you hear it. Because you are the only boat.
Are you sure that... Was that anyone's stomach?
We did eat a lot of onions. I'm sure it's nothing.
Yeah, it's probably nothing.
Tawny, did you just fart?
Ha ha! And he's paddling really hard. Dee Dee is kind of looking around. She's sniffing. She's getting agitated. And she stands up and she's like, she kind of starts like screeching and like hollering a little bit, like, you know, whining, you know, trying to get your guys' attention. And she starts pointing out into sea.
Look. What is it? What is it, boy? What is it?
Is it a fish?
You see someone falling down the well?
You see a little fishy out there? Someone throw out the fishing rod. I'm sure we'll catch something. This monkey's good luck.
I grab the fishing rod and I cast out over the front of the boat.
Once you cast, things seem to settle down.
Yes, we got him.
The sea starts to settle.
Yes, we got him.
This is great.
Can I look around for anything long and sharp? Harpoonish, like?
Sure.
Okay.
Who needs to harpoon it? I'm going to catch it on this.
Just carve off the end of the...
No, we need the oars.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Probably didn't.
Otherwise, Tawny's not going to have anything to do. He's going to be useless.
He's useless anyway.
Yeah. Hey! You're not doing good in your internship, Tawny. You're not paying your dues.
We're still evaluating you. You're still on probation.
I don't think this is very fair. Why did he even come out here? This is stupid.
Because Squish intimidated you. And I think we shot you.
I'm still healing. Yeah. Also, you and I, we went out for drugs, man. We had a moment. Right.
Yes, we're drug brothers.
Drug brothers.
Yeah, but I wasn't being mean to you. I was just saying you're on probation. Also, I feel like this fishing thing is working.
And when you say that, you say this fishing thing. Oh, Squish, I'm sorry. You're going to look for a harpoon, correct?
I would.
He just froze for me.
Yeah, anyone else? Same here. Okay. He said he would what? He unfroze. What does he want to do?
Oh, I would like, or any sharp lawn item that can be used as like a spear.
Okay.
Yeah, if you want to roll and see what you can find.
What is that?
Well, if you're just looking for one, I suppose it would be like a survey roll. Yeah.
Survey, okay.
Uh, in the one of the garbage piles, you say kind of just like the leftover, like a long timber piece that's just been kind of scored along the edges. It's pretty jagged, but it is. It seems strong and sturdy. So you pick it up and you find it.
I'm going to stand like Leonidas in 300.
While you guys are standing there, Dee Dee turns around at the back of the boat and just gives out a blood-curdling scream.
It's okay. We've got it under control. Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I run over to see what Dee Dee's screaming at.
Not good. I don't think they took the bait, guys. Or maybe they did. What the
when
hell
you turn
is
around,
that?
You see a Leviathan. This is a giant, not quite serpent, not quite whale creature. It is easily big enough to just swamp your boat and just completely send the whole thing underwater. It is big, and it is angry, and it is staring at you.
I'm in the I'm at the wheel, so I can't see behind the boat, and I just imagine you guys are kind of like all like, what's going on? Is it big? Can we eat it?
As you guys are screaming, this thing lets out a loud, menacing roar. That shakes the entire garbage. It starts to kind of swamp a little. It kind of goes dips into the water and takes on a little bit of water. But you don't sink or anything. But things have gotten very unsteady.
The hell was that?
Captain.
I'm going to throw my my jagged piece of wood into its mouth.
Don't piss it off.
Go for it. Go for that. I would hunt, right? You're going to try to kill that thing.
I don't think it's going to work, but yeah.
I would also like to advise the captain to attune.
To what?
Anything. We are in dire straits, man. Maybe it's a ghost. Maybe it's part ghost. Maybe it's being driven by a ghost.
This seems like the time for my captaining skills and not my ghost hunting skills. If you want my personal, honest,
professional opinion. On a raft and we're about to be eaten by a dragon. There's nothing we could do. This is an unpowered craft. You're powerless.
Hurry. Do you remember what a Leviathan is?
Yes. So Leviathans are the things that Dawn's hammer hunts and kills. And they're much larger ships.
We took down the Dawn's hammer. We can take down a Leviathan.
It's not the transitive property here, man. That's not how this works.
You know, for someone who can't read, you know a lot about things.
It's a thing that you do from science. Tinkering, I mean.
He's got you there.
Right, go ahead.
Can I attune real quick?
Of course.
Well, I guess we didn't not get a resolution to Andy's role. I don't know which one we want to do first.
Yeah. So you toss the spear and it lands and you manage to hit the Leviathan in the mouth and it screams. It's definitely hurt it and it's painful. But it's not down by any means.
Garbage.
Yes. If you do throw. Splinters essentially into its mouth. It does not make it comfortable. So you hit it, it's irritated and it starts kind of thrashing its head around, which also kind of makes the boat very unsteady at this point.
Hey guys, I think it's allergic to wood.
It hates wood.
It hates wood. Get the oars ready, boys.
Hey, this whole barge is made of wood.
We need to start rowing. Don't throw the oars off the ship.
We are not going to outrun this thing. I don't know, man. We're screwed. Let's pack it in. Yeah, that's it. Let's give up. Let's let it eat us.
All right, start playing the violin. We'll go down like the ship.
The Titanic?
Right. Did I Squish just starts to lay down on the boat.
Who does?
Squish.
Oh.
Squish.
And I I small spoon into your fetal position.
Oh, okay.
Because you're bigger than me.
Okay, so what's the creature doing?
Right now, it's mad. It just got a giant splinter in its mouth. Okay. It's, yeah.
I got an idea. Can I call Neelix to use him to distract the fish while we try to get away?
Wait, I thought you wanted to do a tune.
I did, but now I'm reconsidering.
Okay.
Because I haven't done it yet.
Neelix, isn't that a Star Trek reference?
Yes, you do.
Oh, that's a Star Trek reference you were referencing.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and command Neelix.
Do I any modifiers?
Well, you have your eye patch, right?
Yes.
So yeah, that would give you the that extra
one die?
Yeah, extra die, yeah. So it'd be your command, which is 2 plus 1.
What's he do? He's gonna boil it tea? Isn't he a butler?
That's not right?
No. Why did you only throw one?
I threw what my command said. The roll command.
But you have 2. It should be at least 2.
Okay, so should I put down 2 die?
Well, it's 2 plus 1. You should have 3 die that you do total. Like, it's 2 normally and then another +1 for your eye patch.
See, why did it only send 2? I tried doing 3.
Are you injured?
No. I mean, a little bit, I think, but not like...
You're concussed, you have metal shock, you have stress from fail jump, and you have bruised ribs.
I'm very hurt.
I don't know if any of those cause you to have
mental shock is actually -1D.
Oh, that's probably what's happening then. Yeah, this was me trying to roll that. Anyway, okay, we'll take the 4 or 5. Because that's what you got a 5 either way. Neelix is able to come out. He's like, he looks at the Leviathan and then he looks at you and in a very ungentlemanly way, unbutler way, he goes, "What do you want me to do?"
Can't hear you.
Quick, scare it. Can I pull out?
Yeah, no, you just yelled it, so it cut you out.
Quick, scare it.
He like looks around and okay.
Try to lead it away from us. Let it bite at you. I mean, it can't hurt you, right? Just get it away.
Turn into a fish or something delicious, or perhaps a female with the Leviathan, and then try to kiss it.
I don't think ghosts can do that.
Neelix kind of closes his eyes, and his essence kind of like shimmers for a second. Then it disappears, and in the water next to the Leviathan, you see another Leviathan kind of appear, but this one's like very cartoonish. Like it's very clearly like trying to be a lady Leviathan. It's got like, you know, big lips and like the eyeshadow, and it's like, you, and it starts calling your attention, and the Leviathan's attention is turned to that. But as he turns, his body is so big that he that he actually like makes the water in the boat even worse. He's distracted at this point, but things are going to be in a more desperate situation at this point because you are now on very unsteady ground.
Oh, no, right. He made it worse. Neelix, you screwed us again.
Hey, Captain.
Yar.
You still got that lion?
Yes.
What's his name? I can't remember his
name. Turns out, Greg.
Paul.
Paul. Hey. Close. Hey, Paul. Paul the lion. Yeah.
And he's in the frock still, the frock that Chuckles is now wearing.
Do Leviathan have any weaknesses?
He's like, well, I mean, they're big and scary.
That's not a weakness.
Are they ticklish?
That's actually a strength.
Well, yeah, no, they're not ticklish, but, you know, their stomachs are pretty bare. The underbelly.
All right, boys, we're getting eaten. Look delicious.
Wait, from the inside or the outside?
That's, well, probably the inside too, but definitely the outside. Do you know how they hunt Leviathan?
No.
Well, neither do I, but that would have been good to know.
Oh my God, we should have prepared. If only I could read.
I wish their weakness was clay lions that spoke. then you might have been some use.
Aim for its stomach.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Where's your gun?
Oh, yeah, I got a gun. But the water's pretty choppy. I'm not sure if I'm going to get a good shot.
This thing is huge.
Again.
What?
Again, he forgot he had a gun.
It's like when I forgot we had sails.
Well, we didn't have sails until that moment.
No, you guys used the carpet for it.
She's right. I'm sure that'll hold up. Underscrew.
All right. Can I see if maybe, like, the stomach is out?
Yeah. It's kind of, so in the water, it's upright, but it is very, like, it's kind of a cylindrical, like a seal, you know? So it's, it has a stomach that's very visible. You just have to flip it to see it. I'm not going to make you study that. It's a big, big seal. It's just,
all right. Hey, Captain.
Yar! I'm holding on for dear life.
Tell Neelix to go to the backside of the Leviathan.
He's not going to like that.
He's a ghost. Command him.
All right. I roll command. What should I roll since my command's kind of being weird? Just roll no more command?
Well, it's going to be desperate. All the rolls from here on in are going to be desperate.
Wait, but it did roll. It rolled it correctly. Because
it
you
did
have,
roll it correctly.
But since you have a level 2, it's a minus 1D.
So we 4?
Yeah.
Neelix hears what you said, and he kind of, like, gives you one of these, like, and it he zips away for a second, disappears, and then when he reappears, he's again this female Leviathan on the backside of behind, I'm assuming is what you meant, right? Behind the Leviathan. And he does one of those, like, yoo-hoo! Sort of little tail wags. And the Leviathan turns his head, and he starts making this sort of big U-turn as he goes around the other way. He's now heading in the opposite direction. You know, if your boat was here, he was heading this way. Now he's heading back this way.
So I still can't see his stomach.
No. His stomach is in the water.
We need to get his stomach exposed, boys.
He's not ticklish.
No, he's not, but we still need to get it exposed.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Maybe he's a ghost. Attuned to him. Put him in a bottle. Do we have any caviar?
So what's it doing? Is it following Neelix right now?
Yeah, it's kind of heading towards Neelix. You can kind of see his body moving in the water. You know, it's kind of like it's a very large but very serpentine kind of body that's just like bloop, 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 heading towards Neelix, who is looking at you in sheer panic as this giant Leviathan comes towards him, and he is dressed as a lady Leviathan.
That's fine. He's nothing but a tool. How close are we to the island that says avoided at all costs? Are we close to that?
You see something in the distance, a piece of land.
Can we dash towards it?
Sure.
By dash, do you mean just command Tawny and Dee Dee to work harder?
Yes. Perhaps whip them?
Well, however you'd want to do it. If you want to, like, start finessing some of these sails, if you want to command those two to paddle harder.
I think those are all good ideas. Raise the sails!
Who are you talking to?
Bring me a whiskey sour.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to start working on the sails because I feel like that's a tinkering type thing.
Sure.
I'll command the boys.
You don't say.
All right. Who wants to go first?
You can go first. You.
Well, what did Squish decide?
Squish is laying on the floor in a fetal position, I think.
No, he was trying to set up aim, but he didn't get lucky. There was no stomach to shoot.
No, I think we should go towards the island.
But what action can you do to help us get there?
Why'd you just shoot the fish?
Well, I'm pretty good with finesse, so I can see like the break in like the waves and where his tail might be able to come up. So I know like which way to point the boat.
So you're navigating us?
Yes.
All right, so are you driving?
No, I'm just standing in the front. Pointing. Lieutenant Dan.
Like so scouting?
You're backseat driving is what you're telling us.
Oh, well, I'm front boat driving.
Front boat driving. I mean, I do have piles of garbage to look around, so I don't think
I threw those out of the way.
No, there's a lot of garbage on this boat. You did throw a lot out of the way, but there's a lot. I mean, how much garbage is left, Bridget?
Oh, no, I hope she's not rolling. That means, oh, no.
A lot.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay. Well,
fortune is bad.
Yeah, but you...
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was just clicked on you. That was my fault.
Okay.
I was trying to see how much survey you had or whatever you had. Okay, so Squish is at the front of the boat. He's commanding it. Captain is actually steering it, and he's shouting commands to everybody. Chuckles is going to try. You're tinkering the sails.
Yeah.
Let's do some rolls. See how well you do.
Okay.
Chuckles, how well are you doing with those sails?
Really, really well. We don't even have to roll. I'm climbing up and down the mast, just pulling sails in every which direction. And the captain is yelling at me how to do sails because I don't really know. And he doesn't really know how to tell someone else how to do it. But we're doing good chemistry. What?
That's what we'll say is I don't know. It's not that I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just bad at communicating.
It's true. You kind of know it in your bones, but you don't really know why or how. And you don't like quite remember it on a conscious level. Oh, we're doing desperate.
I mean, it is a bunch of rope.
So much rope.
As you're going up and down the sails, I imagine you just have this like little like net thread and like needle, and you're just like patching holes and tightening ropes and scurrying up and down like just a little squirrel in a tree.
Uh-huh. Yep, just like a
squirrel. I'm gonna go.
Yeah. I'm upside down sometimes.
Yeah.
We're all over. Squish, look at that. He's upside down.
That's insane.
Captain.
Whoa. Look at that.
A red car.
Captain, how's your command going? How are Tawny and Dee Dee doing?
Hold on. Risky, desperate.
Desperate, yeah.
Oh, it's bad. They are not listening to any of my commands at all.
Tawny and Dee Dee are just in a straight panic, and it's kind of unfortunate because they're not making the boat steer very straight, because like one of them will paddle and then like look back and the other one will paddle. They're not paddling in unison. They're not doing very well. Tawny is just like, Dee Dee's screaming her little monkey heart out. Tawny is just like completely blanched. And at one point, there's a really big wave, and Tawny kind of hits the deck really hard. And you can hear like a crunch. Something in Tawny's arm has broken.
Oh, God, we just got him fixed up.
All right, we got to shoot him.
Think we can use him Tawny's as bait?
He's like, I think I broke something. I can't paddle. Here, someone take my paddle. He just like lifts it.
Completely ignore him.
And now all we right. start swimming in, and now we start steering in circles because we only have a monkey to row for us.
Squish, how are you doing navigating?
I'm going to do like a finesse to kind of like find out where like the waves are up and down and trying to like be able to point the clearest path. Oh boy.
So you guys are just kind of going in circles now at this point, because like you're trying to steer, one arm is broken. So Dee Dee is just trying her hardest paddling, but she is losing her little monkey mind. And she actually, you guys end up actually turning the boat completely all the way around just to see, in the distance, the Leviathan has come up to Neelix, and realizing Neelix is incorporeal, is very angry and has turned his attention back to you. So the island is behind you and the Leviathan's in front of you.
Oh dear. Not only is he presumably angry, he's also uncontrollably horny.
He's been cock teased.
Perhaps this has backfired. Maybe we'll go fast in reverse.
Why don't we throw one of the bottles of water at him, or the barrels of water, see if that he'll bite at that.
He lives in water.
I mean, it's a distraction. He'll like bite at it, you know.
How far do you think we can throw a bottle of water?
A bottle? I'd be
or a not a bottle, a barrel of water.
Let's abandon ship.
Just toss it off the back bow. If we abandon ship, we got to jump into the hole. That's the only way we're getting out of here. And you don't want to do that.
Make a swim for it. All right, I'll start. Fine, you big babies. I'll start rowing.
The only one who successfully did anything is going to go row.
I fix all the fucking sails.
Well, good for you. Now we're sailing right into the maw.
No, that was because of Tawny's broken arm.
Well, yeah, I didn't point in the right direction either.
Yeah, you're right. We should feed him to the Leviathan.
That's not a bad option.
It's a really good option, actually.
I think it's a bad option. Don't feed the intern into the fish.
You don't have a vote yet. You're still on probation.
This is what interns are for.
I'm sorry. We are drug brothers, but that stops when I'm in the least bit inconvenienced.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, boy. Well, I can't really make you do anything. You've made me realize. All right, I'm rowing.
That's character growth.
Backwards right or towards?
Not towards the Leviathan, towards the island. We're going to go to the island. We're going to the closest island. We're going towards the birds. See the birds?
No, the Leviathan ate them all.
Oh, boy.
He didn't even mean to.
Yeah, he just did on accident, sometimes when you swallow a bug.
So go ahead and throw roll for your finesse to see how well you row backwards.
Row for row. Finesse. I probably don't have any finesse. I'm a very one-sided character.
Hey,
partial. You start gaining some speed. And you guys are at least going in the right direction towards the island backwards. But you can still see the Leviathan approaching you. So you're heading the right direction. Leviathan is still there. And he sees his meal starting to get away.
Oh, I didn't even know he ate guard barges.
All right. Can I summon the fire demon?
Yeah, you have to do your fusion dance.
But I gotta have someone hold the wheel. Who's not doing anything right now?
I'm not doing anything right now.
You should be rowing right now. Or Tawny. Make Tawny do it.
Dee Dee's rowing.
Okay.
Somebody get over here and row. I have to dance.
Tawny, use your good arm to navigate.
Right.
Or to steer.
Squish.
So Tawny,
you still stand there. Do nothing.
Grab the wheel.
With his one arm, is trying to fight this wheel that's getting more and more erratic as the waves are getting worse and worse.
No. I ain't dancing with a one-armed guy. He is injured, Squish. You grab this wheel right now while I dance.
You gotta aim up for a shot.
We don't have a shot. I need to dance.
That's what the fire demon is for.
Were you going to tell anyone that?
The guy is a shit brick house.
I thought the fire demon was for fire.
He is for fire. I assume it's going to be a good distraction. And hopefully, the fire demon will fly right up, and that'll make the Leviathan chase him.
So let me get this right. You think that we're going to bring out this fire demon, and then the Leviathan is just going to flip over on its back and expose his great big belly to you?
Yes.
All right, fire him up.
What's your plan? Keep rowing?
Yes, that is, because no one else is rowing.
The ape is. Yeah. Good job, Dee Dee, by the way.
We need two rowers. I am rowing.
All right, let's bring out your fire demon. Bring out Hotman. I can't hear you.
Hey, I'm dancing, and I'm doing my dance, and I'm falling, and I'm going back and forth. And, you know, who's holding the wheel, though? That's what I need to know.
Tawny. Tawny's got the wheel.
He's doing pretty good for a one-arm man. How's my dance doing? Does it look good? Does it look good?
No. It looks incredibly off balance.
But to be fair, it never really looked good.
No.
I think the idea that, like, the waves are so bad that maybe it actually kind of helps because it makes your natural, like, ungracefulness look a little bit better.
More rhythmic with the scene.
More rhythmic.
All over anyway, so the water corrects that, I assume.
Yes. So Hotman appears out of nowhere, and he's like, "Hey, what's up? What's going on?
How was that dock burning?"
It was a blast, man. I had a great time. I can't tell you. Well, the last time I blew something up was at that warehouse, but before that, you know, you guys are real fun. I just got to say. Things are constantly blowing up. And then he turns and he sees he sees that you're on open water, and he's like, "Whoa, not so great with water."
I know. We need you to distract that fire, that big old liar, Leviathan back there with some fire. So my demon fellow friend can shoot him in the stomach. You think you can, shoot a little fireball?
Just straight at him?
No. Fly straight up above him and fire a fireball down.
Can Hotman fly?
Well, he's incorporeal, so I suppose he could.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he was incorporeal. All right.
I mean, he's a demon. He's a ghosty demon thing.
I imagine him like Johnny Storm.
Yeah. He's just basically on flames. He's just a man on flames.
Well, distract him. Shoot him with all fire. Right. Do whatever you gotta do to make like, him flip out of his stomach.
Like the fire princess from Adventure Time.
Oh, flame princess? So
yeah.
Are you telling him to come? Are you commanding him?
Yes.
Roll that command.
You might want to push yourself on this one. If you can.
How do I do that?
You'll take an additional stress. And then you get plus one. So for your case, you'll get plus one.
Stress. Plus
one. If anyone wants to help too, you can also. Okay.
I'm rowing.
Fuck! Yeah. Well,
that wasn't good.
No.
As you tell him to command himself, he kind of like shoots himself upward with this really cool rocket maneuver. But as soon as he gets above the water, the Leviathan splashes his tail and puts the fireman out, Hotman out. He just gets wet and he's just poof, he's gone.
Hold on, I got to dance again.
Bring him back.
This is eternal hell. All right, well, I guess I'm just going to try to shoot the Leviathan in the eyeball.
Okay.
I'm going to use Hunt and Sharpshooter. Okay.
You shoot him in the eyeball, and you get it right in him, and he screams. You just this like, you know, like loud, crying, screaming noise. But when he finally thrashes his head around, and when you look back, one of his eyes is out. You can no longer see it. And he's having a little, he's kind of doing one of these where you suddenly realize maybe he can't see you super well with one eye in the dark.
Yes. Let's keep rowing.
Paddle. Dee, paddle.
We're paddling. Wait, then I stop paddling.
And I say,
I've got an idea.
Tell me while you're paddling.
No, that's too important. I am going to punch him in the nuts. And I dive into the water.
Eyeballs.
Oh, God. I pick up the paddle and I start rowing.
He's too young. Squish, go get him.
No.
Oh, no.
No, that was
no,
the
I need to do this.
I've ever heard of.
Tony, hold the wheel. I'm like trying to, I'm not jumping in the water, but I'm like fishing it like with my arm. No, come back. Oh, my God. This is awful.
Wait, can I say that he grabbed my foot?
Yeah.
All right. He grabs my foot.
Who does?
The captain. Uh-huh. I didn't get very far. I'm not a strong swimmer. And he pulls me out by the ankles.
By the ankle. Literally like Achilles' mother pulling him out of the river.
Right.
Are you mad?
No, I'm sacrificing myself. Put me down.
No. You can't do that. We're not going to let you go like that. Right, Squish?
Right.
Right.
But everyone has a mother. And if they do, then that means that he has nuts and I can punch him.
We don't even know if this is a male or female.
I mean, he was attracted. Well, I guess.
You're right.
Good for you.
I didn't think this through.
You did not.
All right. You can put me down now. I'm done sacrificing myself. I've been
hanging this entire time just like, you can't do that, boy.
You can't nut punch a Leviathan.
We don't know that to be true.
So while we're doing this, how is Tawny doing at the wheel? I'm assuming he's not passing out or anything from the pain of his arm being broken.
No, but he is struggling, and you are, like, again, you are paddling backwards towards the island. It's getting closer and closer in view, though.
Great. Excellent. Someone should help him steer, then, if he's having trouble. Perhaps the captain of the boat. You know. The driver.
That's me! That's me! Right! You, correct! And I turn around and, like Scooby-Doo my way back there, you know? Exactly, you know.
Okay, so you're at the wheel. Are you trying to finesse your way through the sea?
Finesse or wreck my way through it.
Oh, okay, you could do wreck too.
No, I'm just kidding. We'll do finesse. That sounds better. Risky, desperate, right?
Yeah. Ooh. Your sailing skills take over. Captain.
I'm doing so good. I'm the captain.
Wow.
And you guys start to, pick up speed. You start to hit the current, and you're starting to pull away from the Leviathan. And he notices, he can see, he kind of catches his one big eye on you, and he sees you pulling away. He kind of dives into the water. He has disappeared, but he is, you can see the ripples of the wave as he is approaching you.
Wait, who's approaching
you? I'm going to get out and push.
The Leviathan, he's gone underneath the water now, and he's disappeared. Neelix has no longer been able to get his attention, so he's, poof, the Lady Leviathan disappears and reappears at the captain's side.
Neelix, what do we do?
Have you looked around? Is there anything on board you could shoot him with, harpoon him with, anything?
I think we have a gun. The only harpoon.
Right. Ish. And all it did was piss him off. Great idea, Neelix.
Hey, he's a pretty good butler.
Yes.
And he kind of goes, he sniffs, he's like, if I'm not needed, sirs, I will go.
No, yeah, you stay. You go. You stay. You stay and you suffer with us while we deal with this shit.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah?
How do Leviathans feel about onions?
Don't think they've ever encountered one.
Do you, any chance it's fatal?
I wouldn't know. I probably not, considering they're largely carnivorous creatures. They probably have a pretty good gut biome. But, you know, you could try it.
Hmm. I thought you had all the answers of the universe.
To the things I already know, I'll speak honestly.
You don't know much, do you?
No.
Get back in the frock.
All right.
Wait, so Captain is naked this whole time?
No.
He took the frock back, I presume.
Okay. That was overnight.
Okay. All right. Squish would like to grab the onions. Barrel of holy water.
Okay.
And head towards where, like, you can see the ripples of the water coming by. Mm-hmm. And he wants to stand on, like, the edge of the boat with it above his head, hoping that he doesn't come up exactly on the boat, but, like, just short. So hopefully, he comes up, like, just short, and he can throw it into the mouth.
I'll take over his spot rowing.
Oh, okay, yeah. So the Leviathan, you can see him underneath. He starts to, you can see that one kind of eye kind of glow underneath the water, and he starts to raise his head just beyond the boat.
In starting front to come up. Or behind?
Behind. He's chasing you.
Okay, so by behind, it's actually the front.
Yes, of the boat, because you are moving. You're still moving backwards.
Oh, perfect. Then, I'm going to stand right on the front of it and just wait for it. And I see the eye coming up.
And you clonk him in the head? I just want to, with the...
No. Like, I assume he's going to come up with his mouth, and I want to throw the barrel into his mouth.
Okay, but, so he comes up to come take a bite. Just open maw, you just see this mouth... Head. With this, like, splinter of wood that you chucked in there, which was a large beam for you guys, but just looks like a tiny splinter in his mouth, like a little toothpick. And you just see this, like, open, and it's just this nauseous sort of smell is released as this Leviathan is literally breathing and getting ready to take a bite of the garbage.
I throw the barrel into his mouth.
Wait, we're on the garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to eat you. So you toss the holy water into his mouth.
He's not refreshed.
Are you, what's the roll you're going to use for that?
I would like it to be hunt because I'm good at hunt. But...
Okay, so it's like a tactical throw. Like you're just trying to trying to hit him square in the mouth. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You hit him in the mouth and he kind of almost gags for a second. Like he's just ate something that he's just like, you ever just eat like too big of a bite of sandwich? You can't quite chew. And he's just like, ah. And for a second, you can see his like one eye kind of like wide open and he panics. But he starts to press down on the barrel and it's starting to pop and release the liquid inside.
And do I see if that does any damage to him?
He's definitely more frustrated at this point, and he's stopped his pursuit because he's basically kind of choking on this thing.
Okay, nice. All right, that's something.
Well, we only have 3 more pieces. How many more barrels do we got? Just keep chucking those bad boys.
Have a shit ton of garbage. So while he's doing that, can we have Toddy throw everything he can into the mouth?
He's got one arm.
Start cleaning the house.
And that arm is pretty strong.
Tawny starts picking up garbage and kind of just like softballing the stuff, just like, you know, pitching garbage inside the Leviathan's open maw. It doesn't seem to affect anything, but if anyone wants to like command him to do something specific, otherwise he's just chucking garbage in there.
Like boots and license plates?
Yeah. You know, garbage bags, banana peels, eggshells.
I assume there's a couple of bottles of whiskey in there, too.
Yeah, I think he probably picks up some bottles of whiskey, as in, you know, because they're hidden all over, as the captain said earlier.
Oh. I feel like it's that scene of Shaun of the Dead where they're just like throwing everything they can at the guy. like this, and it's not working, and it's like throwing everything they can find at him.
You guys are getting closer and closer to this island, which you see now is very mountainous, but you do see like a beach ahead with sand and with some palm trees. And it looks like on the island, there are lights in the distance.
It looks nice.
Yes. If only, unfortunately, it's ruined by all this unyielding fear.
Raise the sails.
They're raised already.
Yeah, but reorient them towards the island. I want to get a boost from these sails. They haven't helped us yet.
How do I do that? Is it like turning like on the? Is it like turning like on the like the like the blinds? You know, with the stick, you just turn it.
Yeah.
And pray to your God that he brings us wind. Go on. We'll wait. Well, I won't. I'm going to continue to row.
Oh, what should I do?
Finesse to kind of angle the sails in the correct way, or if you want to study to like see the wind, where the best way to get on shore, you could do that.
I'm finessing hard, and I failed hard. I finessed too hard.
Yeah, you go to finesse the sails, and kind of like blinds that have just been a little too old, they just kind of crunch. And they just don't work anymore. They're not moving in the proper direction. The Leviathan is kind of chewing through all of the garbage and stuff that you gave him, like a dog that doesn't quite know how to chew on a piece of pizza. It's like, you know, struggling there. And he's still approaching you. And at this point, the waves of his presence are starting to rock the boat again and make it a little bit even harder to steer.
I'm going to shoot him in his other eye.
That's okay. A good idea.
That's the old song.
Why didn't I think about this before?
You did. You thought about it right after you shot his first eye. You were just waiting for the right moment.
Yep. Big old hero roll. Well, that wasn't too good.
You shoot him, and he it kind of skims off of his face. And you see blood kind of just splatter into the water. And as it hits the water, you see kind of like bubbling around him, and you see these like little crabs that are coming up, and they're like drawn to the scent of the blood. And they start kind of coming up there. But you didn't slow him down.
Oh, all right. Well, I would still like to keep shooting him, but I want to let these other guys have a chance.
I'm just rowing, man. I'm rowing like the Dickens. It's all I've got. I mean, I can try to fix the sails again, but I feel like that's maybe, I don't know, not the best.
Probably better to just keep rowing.
Yeah, I don't want to lose any time. I just want to keep
rowing. Captain, any ideas?
All right. Sit down.
Guess our bus goodbye. Sit down?
Give their butts goodbye.
Well, I'm just gonna keep, shooting this thing then.
This is gonna be it. I think we're done for.
You guys are getting closer and closer to the beach, and you see that there are people standing on the beach, and they're kind of like waving at you, almost like they're trying to steer you in to the shore.
Oh boy!
You see that, lads? Land ho, bro!
Do you see any birds?
Yes!
There are people!
All right. I keep rowing.
Okay. Let's see if Vanessa, how well you roll, if you're still rolling very well, because you've been rowing for a while.
Yes. Yes, I have. Actions. Row. Desperate.
Yeah, you're still rowing, but I get the feeling that you're not like really getting the water into the sails. Row, row, row. Very nice.
Uh, wow, that, but it's presumably the monkey's still going strong, in which case there's one magical yes. monkey.
Every yeah, once in a while, she takes a break to. Just yeah. goes right she, back to Roman.
She has incredible arm strength.
Cigarette.
Maybe that's what I
mean. The people on shore are calling to you, and you can't quite hear what they're saying, but you notice that they have in their arms, they have harpoons that like kind of glint in the moonlight.
What?
Well, let's keep getting to chase. Getting them to, or getting the Leviathan to chase us.
Well, I mean, we can charm them. We can't charm the Leviathan.
No, have you tried? These people Neelix know what they're doing.
I guess we didn't try.
Neelix charmed him.
He did, didn't he?
For a little while. But yes. He's gone now.
Yeah, someone pissed him off, but good.
Hotman's dead.
Hotman's not
dead. He's sulking in his bottle.
Both of them?
Yeah, they're both bad.
All right, I'm going to shoot him again.
Shoot her!
All right. Well, that could not have gone worse.
When you shoot him, this time you're close enough that the Leviathan doesn't even like hit the Leviathan to start with. The Leviathan's pissed off enough that he like slaps the water with his tail, and the force of it kind of forces the boat up into, you know, kind of like a big wave, just like you all come crashing back down. You're all gonna Squish, you are going to take some stress from that as you fall. You're going to take 2 stress.
All right. Yes, I deserve that.
You did. I told you not to shoot him.
People on the shore call you back. And you can hear them now. They're shouting. They're like, are you okay? Do you need help?
Yes!
Captain, charm them.
Command them, Captain.
I don't think that's how this works.
You could try to command them.
No, I couldn't.
You can. Throw the harpoons.
At the people?
No. The people throw their harpoons.
Maybe we should just ask them.
Yeah. Maybe stay at your house, please.
That's a sway command, if I anything.
If you're asking them nicely, trying to convince them to do it, yeah, it's a sway. If it's you're commanding them, then like telling them to do it, it would be a command.
Sway.
That could not have gone worse. Yes.
They can't hear you over the sound of the waves, and they don't know what you're saying, so they just kind of like shrug. They assume that you're a Leviathan hunter and you have it handled. And they're starting to walk away from the shore.
Have they never seen a garbage before?
Not on the open sea.
Right, no one's been stupid enough to try it. All right, well.
Why did you try doing sway, Captain?
I didn't want to be rude.
Yeah, you could have commanded them.
Well, you know, you live and learn. I'm busy right now. I don't have time to, you know, commit to that kind of thing.
Command.
Can I yell back at them and be like, we need help. Please help us. Throw your harpoons.
Not us. If you want to try and sway them.
I will.
I'm just going to keep on rowing.
Keep on rowing.
Just keep rowing. Just keep rowing.
Oh, boy. Oh, you're getting what you wanted, Bridget.
they can't hear you either over the sway, and they just think you're agreeing with the captain. They've picked up their harpoons, and they're walking back into their little houses back on the beach.
Wow. Oh, no.
The Leviathan at this point has kind of stopped, and she's, like, wrapped around you. He has wrapped around you, so he is encircling the boat at this point with his large, girthy body.
Jump into the hole!
The hole of what?
The ship!
What is that going to do?
You gotta escape.
Keep rowing.
Get the monkey and get out of here. Take the monkey and the demon and go. I'll keep on rowing the ship. The captain goes down with his barge.
Where are we going exactly?
The island?
Why won't we take the boat?
I mean, isn't he wrapping around the boat?
Yeah, he is. He is.
We're in the boat, so he's also wrapped around us.
But if you go under the water, and it's like,
oh, I see. That sounds scary.
Well, I don't have any other better ideas.
Are we within swimming distance of the?
They could hear us. They might have been able to hear his yell, so I assume so.
Yes, you're within swimming distance of the shore.
All right, I hold my nose and I jump into the hole.
Okay, are you abandoning ship?
I'm abandoning ship.
Okay, you disappear into the hole. Are you just swimming to shore?
Yeah, I'm swimming towards the shore.
Okay, he's swimming towards shore. Captain Squish, what are you doing?
I'm holding on to for dear life under the wheel.
Okay, what's Tawny doing? Because he was steering before.
I've tried to patch up his arm or wrap up his arm as best I could with whatever I had, and I'm shoving him towards Squish, wherever Squish is at. Squish, get him out of here!
Where is the head of the Leviathan?
The head of the Leviathan is at the front of the ship. So if you can imagine, shore is here, your boat is here, the Leviathan's wrapped around this way, head's facing the front of the boat. The head is between you and the land.
Can I jump into the mouth of the Leviathan?
Yeah.
I am going to jump into the mouth of the Leviathan.
Okay. are you just jumping in there?
I'm going to jump in there, but I've also got like knives.
Squish, this is not a trash monster.
So you're going to hunt it? You're going to attack it?
Well, no, I want to jump in. I want to be swallowed by the thing because I know the weakness is the belly from inside and out.
Okay. So it's a finesse to get swallowed and not get eaten. I see. Okay.
Yeah. So you want me to finesse? All right.
I guess finesse, I think, is the best option. I think attacking it would be more of a hunt, but if you're just wanting to get swallowed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you jump into its mouth. You can smell, like, the alcohol in it, the garbage, the holy water that you dumped in earlier. It's just a mess of smells. And let's see how you fare.
Well, everybody say goodbye to Squish. I should have pushed myself, but
does anyone want to push themselves to save Squish?
I'm underwater.
I'll do it.
Okay. Well,
or he could fail at Tiger and you just save him. I mean, that could be.
I'm pretty sure I got eaten.
Can I survey for the reproductive organs of the Leviathan?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, I am going to say this. Squish, you are starting to get eaten. So you are definitely, you're going to take level 2 damage, crush, as the Leviathan tries to crush you in his jaws.
Okay. Well, that's my first
harm.
My first harm.
Coming over here with broken ribs and fucking shit. Mental shock.
I'm tough as nails.
All right. Yeah.
Leviathans eat nails for breakfast.
Chuckles. Yeah. You can, if you want to, were you going to study or survey for reproductive organs?
I believe for me, it would be the same. I guess it would be survey then study.
I mean, you can do study. I'll give you guys a pity point. Cause Squish is being eaten.
Study. It's still desperate. I mean, I feel
like yeah, I mean, you're underwater. Okay. You cannot find any reproductive organs, and you are starting to lose breath.
Okay.
Can I play? Can I make my turn?
Yes, of course.
Can I play?
Can I ram him? Can I ram the ship? Can I ram the thing?
Yeah.
Like, just give it a good hard hit.
You're going to wreck it?
Yeah, no. I'm going to wreck it.
Just keep in mind, we don't know where his testicles are.
Well, maybe this will help, you know.
Or vagina.
Or vagina. We haven't seen his not penis.
All right. Hold on. Let me roll. Vagina.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
You wreck the boat,
That's how we lost the garbage.
You wreck the boat, and instead of actually causing damage, the whole thing just starts to crumple in front of you. And it's just like a little can you just crushed.
My ship?
You're the garbage.
Oh man, I start running around and I'm like lifting up garbage, pulling up my bottles and shoving them in pockets like as fast as I can, like all my hiding spots. Meanwhile, I'm trying to keep the ship as steady as possible, like running around, grab the ship, hold on to it, running around, grab. It's not going well.
No, I would say not. Are you?
Where's the monkey?
Ship is. She's lost her mind at this point. She's running around. Rowing is not going to help anymore. The ship is crumpled. Tawny is the same way. He's just completely useless at this point.
I grab Tawny. I lift him up like over my hold him. I scream for Dee Dee and I start running over trying to grab Dee Dee. Can I grab Dee Dee?
Dee Dee will listen to whatever it is that you say. And Tawny, Tawny can still move.
All right. So, yeah, I grab them both and we run towards the hole at the poop hole. And we're going to jump into it as fast as possible. That's my plan. Jumping into the...
Okay. You're abandoning ship.
Yeah, I'm abandoning ship. And that's just for the record, you guys thought the poop hole was a bad idea.
It's really come back to save our ass.
No, it's still a bad idea.
You disappear into the poop hole. So Captain Chuckles, Tawny, Dee Dee are all in the water at this point. Squish, what are you're being crushed by the Leviathan. What would you like to do?
I would like to pull out a match.
Okay.
And try to light it and drop it down its throat to hit all that whiskey.
Do we have matches?
Dee Dee does.
Well, I'm going to put it in my load. Is that cool?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So
I mean, you don't even have to put it in your load as an item. I'm assuming this is something you have on hand.
Oh yeah, because I always like Dee Dee's cigarettes for her too.
Oh, so. Gentlemanly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and light that sucker up and drop it in.
I will. What do I use?
I guess finesse. I mean, because you're trying to make sure it drops right into the gullet, right?
Yeah. So then I'm going to push.
Yeah, I would definitely push. Does anyone else want to assist on this?
How could they?
I couldn't how possibly. Could they?
Tiger,
there's no way they could.
Tiger, you got to try wrecking that testicles one more time. I believe in you. This is out of character.
I can't find them. For all I know, they don't have all testicles.
Right. I think you need to just take a leap of faith and just kick as hard as you can anywhere.
If I do that, I will run out of air.
You drop the match down into its stomach, and you just see for a second it disappear like into this darkness. And then a second later... the fireball comes out from all of the alcohol and holy water you made it eat earlier and just kind of like a dragon. It just shoots a fireball out into the air.
What's happening to me?
I don't know. What'd you do?
Holy water flammable?
Did you jump? It's alcohol.
I mean, I kind of feel like...
I mean, I guess that would make sense.
I didn't drop the match. Well, no, I dropped it, but then as soon as like it opened its jaws.
You kind of hear like a rumbling as it's coming up, you know, so you have time.
So it opened its jaws because it feels something's going on. And I just fall straight down.
Fall into the water?
No, into its mouth.
Oh, your jaws drop like down its into his mouth?
Yeah, down its
throat. Wait, he was already in his throat.
No, I was in its mouth. I was being
You're in its mouth.
Oh, you're being crushed.
I was, yeah.
So are you coming out with the fireball?
No. My plan is to like surpass the fireball and keep going down. My plan is to still attack it from the inside. Like the beginning of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, yeah, so this thing belches out a smoke ball or a fireball with some smoke tendering around it, and Squish, you just drop into the thing's throat.
Yes.
Captain Chuckles, what are you doing now?
I'm trying to come up for air, like on the other side of where the Leviathan was like circled around, but basically I'm running out of air, so I just need... Just trying to come to the surface so I can start swimming.
Okay. Yeah, you come to the surface. You just start swimming towards shore?
Yeah, frantically. I've forgotten about all the friends I met along the way, and I'm just swimming for dear life.
Captain?
I've lost Hani and the monkey in my jump. Last I saw them, they were swimming towards the surface, and I'm like cast adrift, and I'm trying to swim away with them. But I don't know what I should do.
The fireball has attracted the attention of the people back on the island, and they have rushed back out, seeing the Leviathan, seeing this giant smoke ball or fireball in the air. They come back, they have the harpoons in their hands, and they see you, Chuckles and Captain, kind of struggling to get on shore, and they run out into the water to assist you.
That's good news.
It is very good news for now.
Well, that's ominous. Are they cannibals? I turn around and start swimming the other way. No.
Are they humans that like to eat demons?
No, they're just normal people. No. They just look like normal people.
Oh, they're friendly.
Sure.
All right. I keep accepting their help.
They're like, what, do you need a hand or something? What happened? We saw you guys out there. We thought you had it handled. You didn't say anything when we asked if you needed help.
I did. So I'm pulled on the shore already?
They're kind of talking to you as they're dragging you on the shore.
I just say, can't talk, need be saved.
Okay. and they start dragging you. Captain and other pair have run out to assist you in the water.
It's just me. So Captain's already on the shore. I'm sorry. I got lost.
No, it's Captain. Yeah, so another pair goes out to rescue Captain.
Captain, pair goes out to rescue Captain.
Oh, okay.
And help him to shore.
All right.
And they're kind of saying the same thing to you, Captain. Like, are you... What's going on? Like, we saw you out there. What?
Monster! He ain't my friend!
Are you commanding them?
Oh, yeah. This is definitely a command right now. Are you
pushing yourself?
Oh, I'm pushing myself.
Right. So give yourself plus one and then an extra stress.
Did it go?
Nothing happened.
Oh.
You can change it just risky now at this point, too. You're both on shore.
Okay.
You do it.
You command them. The two men on either side of you lift up their harpoons and they aim for the Leviathan and they shoot and they're able to like spear it one on one side, one on the other side, kind of in its like front chest area. The Leviathan screams and lashes its head. Squish, you're on the inside. What are you doing?
Squish is gonna
pray.
Well, yeah, pray inside his head to explode. The demon god. But he's going to pull out his dual pistols. Well, I don't know if I've established that he has pistols.
You said you had knives.
I do. Okay, so I'm going to pull out the knives.
You want to flashback it.
Oh, yeah. Man, you're going to try to climb up of it like Broforce?
No, I think I'm going to try to, like, Beowulf it.
slash it from the inside?
Yeah.
Let's go for it.
Again, going back to Guardians of the Galaxy, where he's inside just stabbing the hell out of the inside of this beast.
Yeah, destroy it. Hunt this thing.
Hunt, okay. And I'm going to push myself.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to assume this is desperate.
Yes, very much so.
All right. Would anyone like to help me?
Yes.
I don't think they can. It was more of a joke.
I mean, you can, yeah. If Chuckles, if you want to take a stress, you assist.
The people outside were able to distract it, right?
Yeah, they have shot it, so it is very much in pain and, like, writhing around at this point.
Okay. All right. Well, I would like to say that helps, but someone has to take stress for that.
I guess the captain's the one that told him.
Right.
I already took stress.
He already took stress for it, though, so I don't think he can take
more stress. Let's just change it to risky, then. Like, instead of giving you plus one, we'll just change it to risky.
Okay. Okay. That's terrible.
I'm going to say that you're able to cut an opening, maybe not wide enough for yourself to get in, but definitely just enough for you to breathe air. Just for your head to stick out. Caused the Leviathan quite a bit of pain. And at this point, it's like done. It's about to turn and get back into the water. And it sinks down low enough that you can, like, possibly, if you wanted to, get out into the water.
I kind of want to just kill this thing.
All right,
go
for it.
Just get out. Escape. Just escape with your life. You were almost dead.
Push.
This is me yelling at you through the walkie-talkie.
The waterproof walkie-talkie.
Yes.
No, I'm going to hunt it again.
All right, great. I hope you die.
Do any of you want to give him spiritual strength?
What does that do?
You'll take stress, and maybe one of the demon gads that's listening is going to be helpful.
All right, I'll do it. But I'm three stresses away from being whatever happened.
Oh yeah, no, I'm traumatized right now. I got to figure that out soon.
What do you mean?
All right.
I with that last roll, I took another stress, so I'm traumatized.
Oh, which, trauma? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I accrued one trauma, so I got to pick something from this list of 8. If there's a time to be traumatized, it's being swallowed by a Leviathan.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. I was going to say. So, all right, let's see. Hunt yourself out of there.
All right. And well, then, do I get one from Captain or no?
Captain, are you taking the stress for him?
I'm doing it for you, Squish. I'm stressing out because I'm screaming so loud for Squish. Oh.
And you can see his head sticking out of the side of his neck.
This is all a right. big roll.
You open the gash quite a bit bigger. The Leviathan is starting to bleed out now at this point. It's in serious amounts of pain. It is legging just to leave and get out of there. It starts to sink its head back into the water. Problem is there's a giant wound in its like chest right now where your face is, Squish, and it's about to take in some hot seawater.
Okay, but it's big enough for me to get out?
Yeah.
Okay, then I swim out.
Wow, you coward. You're this close to killing a Leviathan, and you're gonna bitch out.
It's gonna die.
Yeah,
you know what? You're on the shore. Don't talk to me.
You're not here right now.
I hope you die.
As you manage to jump out of the water before you drown in the water that is going to be pouring into this wound at the moment, you hear it cry out as the salt water hits its open wound, but you do manage to escape. And as you three kind of trudge back on shore, more of the people from this island have come back out to kind of help you. They have blankets, they have cups of water, some wine, and they're starting to put the blankets around you and are all talking to you like, where did you come from? I can't believe you guys, there's a Leviathan and you didn't ask for help. you know, just talking to you. You don't see Tawny or Dee Dee anywhere. They have not reappeared back on shore at this point.
Well, not as much as Dee Dee, but.
But as the sun kind of starts to come up, you guys are safe on this island of avoid at all costs.
Oh, no, we're at avoid at all costs.
Oh, no. Well, let's get back on the water. Wait, we don't have a ship.
Do we have an ape.
That's where we kept all our money.
It's in the ape?
Yes. And her cigarettes.
Wait, are we serious?
Like, she's going to be so mad when her cigarettes are wet.
Is our stash the monkey? Like, is the monkey that's a perfect place to hide our stash, I'll admit, but that's also very unfortunate right now.
Well, no, we're going to get the monkey back. Everybody knows that, but the barge is toast.
The barge is toast. The barge is just a crumpled...
I just imagine we're standing on the beach and like I've taken off my hat and just holding it up to my chest as we're watching the ship like kind of slowly sink.
I'm just laying flat.
I'm not standing anywhere.
You're the only one standing.
I'm just me standing.
Yeah, and like, I'm dead. I might be face down.
For one shining moment, lads, I was a captain of that ship. It was a good ship.
I don't like how you said that.
For one shining moment, I was a captain.
I mean, I was a captain of the barge, and that was a good barge.
Oh, I don't like that at all. But Squish is too distracted.
No, I'm that just. Was the
first, you don't understand, lads. That was the first ship I've captained since I've been back. It was a good ship.
I don't care.
I have been rowing and then swimming. My muscles are on fire.
Your arms are tired.
I was in the stomach of a Leviathan.
I'm not here for your bonding.
I don't care about the guard barge right now.
Well, I care a little bit. My lab was on it. And also all my garbage.
I just want the ape.
I'm like crying into my hat. You don't understand, lads. That was the first ship. That was the first ship I've captained since I've been back. It was a good ship. A fine ship. A barge.
It was garbage.
A barge.
Well... The sun is slowly rising on a new day, and the people around you, these islanders, are giving you food and water and trying to get you to eat and to sit up. It's been a rough day for everyone, and you all start to slowly and somewhat suspiciously drift off to sleep.
Oh no. Not suspiciously.
I mean, I don't know. It's not that suspicious. I'm very tired.
Don't be suspicious.
All at the same time.
Yes.